to the Hot Rod Farmer Minute. I'm Ray Bohax from the Farm Machinery Digest website and Idle Chatter podcast found on the Global Ag Network. A common mistake that both farmers and professional mechanics alike make is not resurfacing the flywheel when a clutch is replaced. Though the flywheel is made of heavy-duty material, it is exposed to friction heat even when the clutch disc and pressure plate are not slipping. This thermal cycling over time will degrade, warp, and change the surface metallurgy. When this occurs, the clutch has the potential to chatter, vibrate, grab, and stick, along with premature failure of the new disc and pressure plate. The clutch is designed to work on a parallel surface. A worn, cupped, or crooked flywheel can also cause release problems, especially in an application that does not have a good deal of inherent travel. If the clutch was slipping prior to being renewed, an excessive amount of heat was induced to the flywheel, and all areas of concern are amplified. A new clutch assembly that has made it to a flywheel that was not surfaced will have a dramatic reduction in service life. To access most clutch assemblies, the tractor often needs to be split, not a task that you want to do twice. If the clutch is worn, then the flywheel needs to be resurfaced. It is that simple. The proper method would be to take measurements with a dial indicator and magnetic base while the flywheel is still attached to the crankshaft. The pragmatic being, if the disc is worn, the flywheel is distorted. Excessive flywheel runout is usually the result of previously misaligned resurfacing methods, such as a brake lathe or a sloppy fixturing to a flywheel grinder. When I purchase a new flywheel, I bring it to the machine shop and have it set up on the grinder and dressed to make sure that it is true. Do not assume because it is new that is the case. The market is rife with poor quality imports and rough handling during shipment.